Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Corinthians 15, 1 to 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 11. Let me now remind you, dear brothers and sisters, of the good news I preached to you before. You welcomed it then, and you still stand firm in it. It is this good news that saves you if you continue to believe the message I told you, unless, of course, you believed something that was never true in the first place. I passed on to you what was most important and what had also been passed on to me. Christ died for our sins, just as the scriptures said. He was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scriptures said. He was seen by Peter and then by the 12. After that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he was seen by James and later by all the apostles. Last of all, as though I had been born at the wrong time, I also saw him. For I am the least of all the apostles. In fact, I am not even worthy to be called an apostle after the way I persecuted God's church. But whatever I am now, it is all because God poured out his special favor on me, and not without results. For I have worked harder than any of the other apostles. Yet it was not I, but God, who was working through me by his grace. So it makes no difference whether I preach or they preach, for we all preach the same message you have already believed. My theme for reflection is grace that raises the dead and rewrites our story. Grace that raises the dead and rewrites our story. Let me begin with a simple observation. If someone told you today that a man who died 3 days ago has risen again, you might first ask, "Are you sure?" And if they insisted, you might ask, "Do you have evidence?" We laugh, but that is exactly the kind of claim the early Christians were making. At the heart of the gospel is this scandalous, breathtaking truth: God raised Jesus from the dead. When Paul the Apostle wrote to the Corinthians, he was addressing a community surrounded by temples, philosophies, and competing beliefs. Corinth was not a place of simple faith. It was a place of questions, doubts, and intellectual pride. And so some believers began to wonder, do we really need the resurrection? Can we not simply follow Jesus' teachings and leave the rest? But Paul is unyielding. Without the resurrection, there is no gospel. Without the resurrection, there is no hope. Without the resurrection, our faith collapses into a beautiful but empty story. So Paul reminds them of what he received and passed on. Christ died for our sins, was buried, and was raised on the third day. And then he grounds this not in imagination, but in history, appearing to Peter, the apostles, more than 500 people, and finally to himself. This is not a myth, it is testimony. And yet what is most powerful is not just that Christ was raised, but that Christ raises people. Paul describes himself not as a hero, but as one untimely born, almost like a life that should never have survived, a persecutor, a destroyer of the church, a man who had every reason to be disqualified, and yet grace found him. This is where the text speaks directly to us. In the 21st century, we live in a world that often struggles with belief, not because there is no evidence, but because there are too many competing voices. We are surrounded by narratives that reduce faith to feeling or dismiss it as outdated. And yet, the resurrection confronts us with a question. If God has defeated death, what in your life is beyond his power? As Karl Barth once said, grace and gratitude belong together like heaven and earth. Paul embodies this. He knows he does not deserve this grace, and yet he lives it in it fully, working, serving, and witnessing, not to earn it, but because he has been transformed by it. Scripture itself confirms this pattern. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, we read, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." The resurrection is not only something that happened to Jesus, it is something that happens to us. Think of a simple story. A man who had failed repeatedly, jobs lost, relationships broken, began to believe that his life was finished. One day, almost reluctantly, he walked into a small church. Nothing spectacular happened, no thunder, no voice from heaven, but over time something changed. He found forgiveness, purpose, and a new beginning. Years later, he would say, "I thought my life was over, but God was just beginning." That is resurrection, not only at the end of time, but in the middle of life. So what does this mean for us today? It means no failure is final, no past is too broken, no life is beyond God's reach. But let me ask you honestly, what are the areas of brokenness you are carrying right now? Whether you are here in Europe, in Africa, or anywhere else in the world, the struggles may look different on the surface, but they are deeply human and deeply real. Maybe it is the weight of financial pressure, trying to provide and still falling short. Maybe it's loneliness even when surrounded by people. Maybe it's a fractured family, a relationship that never healed, or one that quietly fell apart. Maybe it's guilt from something in your past that you cannot seem to let go of. Maybe it's fear about the future, uncertainty about your place in the world, or a loss that still aches. Some carry the burden of injustice or instability. Others carry silent battles no one else can see. Whatever it is, name it. Be honest about it. Because the good news is this, none of it is beyond God's reach. The same power that raised Christ is still at work, quietly, persistently, meeting us in those very places of brokenness, bringing life where things feel dead and restoring what feels lost. So hold on to this truth, all is not lost. This is not the end of your story. In ways you may not yet see, and in time you may not yet understand, God is working. And in the end, all will be well. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what areas of your life feel beyond resurrection today? Number two, do you truly believe that God's grace can rewrite your story just as it did Paul's? And now our practical exercise for the day. Today, take a moment to name one area of your life that feels dead. A dream, a relationship, a part of your faith, and consciously place it before God in prayer, asking him to breathe new life into it. Risen Lord, we thank you that death does not have the final word. Where we feel weak, remind us of your power. Where we feel unworthy, surround us with your grace. Help us to believe not only that you were raised, but that you are still raising lives today. Transform our doubts into faith, our fear into courage, and our lives into testimonies of your grace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.